You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Have you ever been at a point where you feel like your life is on the edge? You're just like, what's going on? All the news, all the bad news, difficult things, stressful times. You're thinking, has everybody lost their mind? Really, what we've really lost in society is our values. What's valuable to us? And Dr. Dobson wrote a book, Life on the Edge. And Dr. Dobson has so much wisdom. I don't know if you remember, for years and years, focused on the family and his program and shared so much wisdom with so many people. Mm. Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Joining me is John Ramos.
Hello.
And Dr. Dobson, you know, he comes on our program every now and then. Yeah. And you hear him, and just lots and lots of wisdom. And this is so important because, you know, values are the very thing that actually are bad or good. And when you live your life out, if they're bad, you start feeling bad in your life.
Yeah.
But if they're good values, when you live your life out, even in the same experiences, you feel good about it.
Yeah.
I write about that in my book, you know, I Will Fight, specifically, that, you know, if you don't know what your values are, you're like a person that doesn't know where they're going, which means you'll go anywhere. And you're not designed to go anywhere, which means when you show up at places that you're not called to be, you're going to be a very miserable person. And you won't know that why you're miserable, because you didn't find out what your values are.
So true.
And I encourage you, if you haven't yet, you know, gotten the book, we have it for you available free at VFNKB.com. It's called I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success. And one of those strategies is finding out your values. And we have a way to be able to help you do that in the book. So make sure you get your free copy today. And now, Dr. Dobson's book is Life on the Edge. And he's talking specifically 38 values, right?
38 values in this one chapter. We're just going to pull some neat, you know, values out for you. You're not going to get to all of them, but we're going to share them with you. Here's the first one. So the first value we're going to look at is found in Matthew 6:33. And I think this is probably the most important value, foundational value.
It's the first, right?
It's the first.
Seek first.
But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you.
That's so powerful, because so often people, you can seek everything.
Everything.
But don't seek the kingdom.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter what you, because it doesn't work.
No.
But all these things are added to you.
On the back end.
Right, which is everything that you need. The whole list prior to that is everything you need.
That's
for life.
So important. How many times have we spoken to people and you interact and everyone's chasing all these other things? And it's like, wait a minute. And then they'll try to fit God second or third or last. It's like, listen.
15 minutes on a Sunday, right?
I'll just breeze through. Right. I'll listen to a teaching on the way to work. It's like, no, make God your priority.
Right.
Seek his will first, his kingdom. And all these other things that you're concerned about and God's concerned too, he'll add them to you. He'll figure it out.
And the thing about it is, God's into you.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're a believer, he is in you. And he wants you to succeed. He wants you to succeed. So why would you not want to work with your life coach who's going to help succeed in life? So seek what the life coach himself, God, the author of life, has for you. So I would definitely say seek you first the kingdom of God.
Number one. Let the main thing be the main thing. That's the main thing.
Good, good.
Number two, the universe and everything in it will someday pass away and be made new by the Creator. Therefore, the events of today that seem so important are not really very significant, except those matters that will survive the end of the universe, such as, of course, securing your own salvation and doing the work of the Lord.
That's so true, isn't
it? That's true.
You think about it, when I've been beside many deathbeds, you know, in law enforcement ministry, people only have two regrets.
Two.
They don't say, man, I just wish I would have bought a lottery ticket.
Yeah.
Or I wish I would have done another business deal. Or I wish I would have ran for political office. They say, I wish I would have done more for my family because I'm about to leave them. And I wish I would have done more for God because I'm about to see him.
Yeah.
Those are two regrets, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
They say, call the pastor. What's his name?
What's
his name? Yeah. Get him in here. Right?
I've been thinking about a third one too. It's what kind of life did I live?
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, it's like, what happened there? What did I do?
That could be an exciting conversation and thoughts. Or I know somebody once that was just terrified at the life that they lived, a selfish life and just focused on themselves and It was all about them. But at that point, we know at that point, I mean, even this one particular man that was an atheist, and he was going, you know, end of life care he was putting on himself.
Yeah.
At the last moment, you know what he said? But what if there's a God? I mean, even he knew at that one moment.
Yeah.
Because there is a God. Every man who knows in his own heart that God created him. So you definitely want to be able to live a life that's meaningful beyond this life.
Yeah.
Right?
I heard someone say, yesterday's over with. Tomorrow may never come, but today's a gift. That's why we call it the present. But if you don't take advantage of the gift that God gave you, at the end of the day, you're going to say, what did I do with this? And there are no redos in life.
No, no.
Once it's done, it's done. Something about life. Once it's over, it's finished.
But what's so cool is if you're hearing this, it means you're alive.
Come
and
on.
You have a chance to do something different.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so important to understand, it doesn't matter what age you are, you can begin to eliminate those regrets today by making right choices today.
That's
right?
Beautiful. You're
it
right.
Is. It's true.
Number three, we're talking about values from the book Life on the Edge from Dr. James Dobson. This is the way to be successful in life. Here it comes. Drum roll. Treat every person as you want to be treated. Look for ways to meet the physical, emotional, and spiritual needs around you. Suppress your desire to be selfish and to seek unfair advantage over others. Try to turn every encounter with another person into a new or stronger friendship. Then, when this confidence with people is combined with hard work, your future is success and assured.
That sounds like Washington, D.C.
now, he tricked us with that one because he packed a whole bunch.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
A whole bunch in there.
It's beautiful.
But we really can take about
this
that.
This is definitely a VFNKB success secret.
For sure.
Doubt.
For
VFNKB
sure.
success secret.
So treat every person as you want to be treated. That's pretty important.
Golden rule.
Golden rule. Look for ways to meet the physical and emotional and spiritual needs around you.
That's so important because you think about it. If you want to be successful, help other people become successful.
No doubt.
And at that point, you have become successful.
Yeah.
Because there's not a greater feeling than empowering other people to be successful. But you'll find out success will follow you when you help other people achieve their success. So that's huge.
That's huge. Yeah. I like this one. Suppress your desire to be selfish and to seek unfair advantage over others.
You know, I think America's failing at this one right now.
Yeah, big time. Big time.
That's the big, if we had this value, we would listen to each other.
Yeah.
And we would assume they're coming from a good standpoint and just hear what they had to say and then respond back to them. Is this what you're saying?
Yeah.
And then they feel heard.
It's a huge culture in America where people are just out for self.
Yeah.
You know, and if they lie to themselves or they believe the lie, then if I don't look after me, no one's going to look after number one, right?
But
that's
John,
not the truth.
But it's true. Media's building that narrative inside of people. Education.
Yeah.
Our education people in the education mountain, they've been teaching it's all about you.
Yeah.
And since for decades now, it's been all about you. They've been saying that. And so it's created this whole value being taken away. And people are miserable. I mean, it's the highest levels of suicide, teen suicide, men suicide in their 50s. In late 40s, and it's just a sad culture because we left our values.
If you've never done something for somebody else without expecting anything in return, and you haven't experienced the joy and the happiness with blessing others, you're missing out. You know, and when we start living a consistent lifestyle of doing that, things just automatically change. Let's look at another one.
I'll tell you, we're first going to break, but we come back from the break. Listen, comment below. What are your thoughts right now on these particular values? Powerful, isn't it? Comment below, write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. How have these values impacted your life? And the second question is, now that you know them and you haven't had those values even taught to you, now that you know them, how do you think they're going to impact your life? So Dr. Dobson's book, Life on the Edge, we're talking about these at least 10 values
at
from
least
the book.
10.
Now the next value you want to talk about, John?
Yes, number four. Mm-hmm. Comparison is the root of all feelings of inferiority, and the moment you begin examining other people's strengths against your most obvious weakness, your self-esteem starts to crumble.
Say it again.
Yeah, I got to say that one again. Comparison is the root of all feelings of inferiority. The moment you begin examining other people's strengths against your most obvious weakness, your self-esteem starts to crumble.
So you're saying then social media is the one biggest enemy of someone's self-esteem.
Of course.
Because they're looking at people's, you know, fixed
looking
up profiles.
And comparing. If they're comparing
their best life is on social media.
It's not really their best life. It's
their fake life. Their
best 1 second of their life. Because a picture is 1 second, you know. After that, they go back to
being sad. You see a family member like, I don't even know who this person. I thought I knew who this person was. Who is this person, right?
Is that a smile? Wait a minute.
Is that right? Yeah, right?
Yeah.
No doubt.
It's just 1 second. It's just 1 second.
Yeah.
But you see that a lot. Even the Bible, you know, warns us and encourages us by saying, those who compare themselves by themselves are not wise.
Right.
And it's really not a wise thing to do because we all have failings. We all have challenges and shortcomings. God is the one who's moving in our lives. We don't need to be comparing ourselves.
Right.
But there's so many people suffer from low self-esteem, not because they're down on themselves. It's because they're looking at other people. Get your eyes off of people and get your eyes on the Lord.
You know, the thing about the Lord, and I also talk about this in my book, you know, I Will Fight, is that God only expects you to do and be successful with what he's given you.
Yeah.
So he, for example, give an example that one, he gives one talent to, one, he gives two talent to, and one, he gives five talents to, I believe. And he only comes back and says, what did you do with the one? So if you're looking at social media at the person who has five talents and they're bragging, I got five, you only got one. God's not going to compare you to that, but that actually will destroy you because you won't think you're one is important. As a matter of fact, the one with the one talent, Jesus said, was fearful and buried their talent, and he called him wicked and lazy. So that's actually, and he's something about whipping and gnashings of teeth. Wasn't good. So, you know, comparison is a very dangerous thing, and you're the only you there is. If you just think about this, if you start become just be who you are, the world is going to discover your gift.
Yeah.
And if they don't discover you, when they see you, they miss the gift because you're the only you that's out there. And if snowflakes are unique, every single one of them, we're all unique, creating the image and likeness of God. Every fingerprint's different. DNA's different. Why? Because there's only one you. Be you. You're the only one that could be you. Right?
Don't be a cheap copy. Be an awesome original.
Yeah.
You know, be an awesome original. And you're son or daughter of the King. I mean,
correct.
I can't get much better than that.
No.
All right, number five. As a general rule, don't risk what you can't afford to lose. That's a good one.
So you're saying don't borrow any money? Or what?
Well, no, listen. What? So many times people just take life frivolously. They take their personal life, their health, they take their finances, they take relationships for granted until they're gone. And I hate that statement. You don't know what you have until you lose it.
Yeah.
Why? That's so foolish. We can take time to really appreciate the things that we do have in our lives.
Isn't it amazing how bad people treat people that is right there with them? You know, like they're going to be with them forever.
Mm.
And like 50%, like marriage ends, 50% ends in a divorce, right? 50%?
Isn't that amazing? Because you never see a bride or a groom sad on their wedding day photo. They're all smiling.
Well,
the happiest day in their life.
Happy, I saw that bill coming up. Right?
Most of us here are happy. Yeah. But yet 50% of those relationships
end in divorce.
End in divorce.
Right. And then it's like 80% of second times of trying it, then it's a divorce. Because it's really not about them. It's about us and what we're willing to do. And start treating people with value. And think about this. Not only are they your son or your daughter or your husband or your wife, if they're all believers, they're Jesus.
Mm.
He said, whatever you did to the least of these of mine, you've done it unto me. So for a man to be bad towards his wife is to be bad towards Jesus if they're Christians. If the wife is to be dishonored and disrespectful to her husband, she's being dishonored and disrespectful to Jesus.
Yeah.
If we're doing that to a Christian child, I mean, talk to anybody in general, but it's a direct assault on Jesus when we do that. And so it's important to honor when you think about that. But why risk any relationship, right?
It happens.
Yes.
It happens. But we need to be careful, right?
Yes.
So number six, if you're going through difficult times today, hold steady. It will change soon. If you're experiencing smooth sailing and easy times now, brace yourself. It will change soon. The only thing you can be certain of is change.
It's going to happen. Change is coming.
Whether you're experiencing good times or whether you're experiencing some really low periods of times, hold on. You know, I remember telling a very close friend and brother, really, This too shall pass. Just hang in there. This too shall pass.
Yeah, it's important. So you're understanding that, you know, sometimes you think things are going to last forever.
Yeah.
And think about all the times you thought that. And it doesn't actually happen. Nothing lasts forever other than eternity.
Right.
And you can get through. This came to pass. Right. The scripture said this came to pass. So it came, but it's going to pass. And sometimes you just got to wait it out. There's some seasons, you know, we talked about before that you just got to get through. And it could be some of the most difficult times. But if you'll realize, like Pastor John Kilpatrick was told, I forget who he's told it by, but he says, everything has a shelf life.
Mm.
Everything has a shelf life. Like food has a shelf life. Seasons have a shelf life.
And when it's over.
It's over. It's gone. It's done. Chunk it out. It's over with.
Get rid of it. It's gone.
Because
some people act like life is supposed to be easy and you're never going to, you know, experience setbacks, trials, but it's actually the complete opposite. Life is filled with challenges all on its own. So I always say, don't add to the misery. You know what I mean? Seek God in it, get past through it, and enjoy every phase, because God is the great redeemer. Look to redeem even the trials, the great times and those joys. I see people not even take time to celebrate them either. Celebrate all aspects of life.
So I have a question for you. Have you gone through a season in your life, you know, where you felt it was never going to end, but it did end? Listen, comment below. I want to hear about those seasons. And I got a question for you. Do you know somebody right now that's going through a season and they're thinking it's forever? Somebody you could encourage. Comment below. We want to hear that. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. As a matter of fact, actually share the video as well. If you haven't done that, you know, share it with a friend. Encourage them. Think about these values, how important they are. And also follow us on Spotify. We're on Spotify now. Download our podcast on iTunes and Google Play and rate us. When you rate us, it goes all the way. It's a computerized system. When you go there and go 5-star, rate us in the Apple Store, for example, and you write a comment in there like you like the way that John's looking today, and you like the program, it automatically makes it come up, and maybe 20 countries will get to hear the next time on VFN TV, because you're reaching the world. We're called to be a witness, right?
Media missionaries.
That's it, man. So we're going to our next value. These are values from Dr. Dobson's book, Life on the Edge, and they're really values for life.
Absolutely.
John, what's next?
Number 7, don't marry someone with intolerable characteristics in the hopes of changing him or her.
Good.
If you can't live with someone, he says, this one says, who drinks, or someone who isn't a Christian/godly person, or someone who isn't clean, then don't marry that kind of person. The chances of miraculous improvements or changes in behaviors are slim. What you see is what you get.
And if it bothers you before you're married,
if
it makes like a certain sound,
yeah,
you know, like, sound, right? Like if he smacks and it kind of bothers you before you marry.
Or she smacks.
And then all of a sudden, when you get married, you're like 5 years into this thing.
Oh, man.
It's like,
it's going to be rough.
Pow, 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 this to it. Because, you know, if you didn't like it to begin with, I like one of the rules was it 12 rules that Jordan Peterson. Is it, don't let your children do stuff that you
don't like or hate.
You'll
wind up hating them or something.
You won't like your kids. And so this is somebody, don't get in a marriage with somebody that openly is doing things, and some people want to, I could change him.
Yeah.
I could change her.
That's a dream.
Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't work.
Is it a dream?
Well, or a nightmare.
Or a
nightmare. Number 8.
Hey, no, yo no hablo. So, hey, it's, I don't know if we have enough time.
Oh, we have enough time? Well, we got to get this. Let's see if we get this going.
Go ahead.
Most loneliness results from insulation rather than isolation. In other words, we are lonely because we insulate ourselves, not because others isolate us.
So we're going to be in the crowd, but we're insulating ourselves from life.
Then we say, but no one likes me. No one's my friend.
Yeah, right.
No one talks to me.
Oh,
I don't know anybody.
And why is it always nasally when you hear that, right?
It's always nasally. Yes.
Yeah, a bored person is a boring person.
Yes, they are.
They're thinking their life just happens.
Yeah.
They don't realize you got to get involved in it. And so this life, though, is, I mean, you think about it, with all the digital things and everything that's going on, it's all about insulating you from the realities of life. So you actually got to push past what everybody else is doing to have authentic relationship. I want to be able to pray with you. But first, comment below. Write to us at friends@vfnkb.com. Have you lived an insulated life? Do you feel like you got to get out there and say, you know what? I am not going to live that way anymore. I'm going to get involved in life. And we want to hear from you. Write to us at friends at vfnkb.com. Let me pray for you. Father God, I just thank you right now for our audience. I just bless them, Lord. Give us all grace to walk with these values, Lord God, that we would have these values in our heart and our mind, Father God. Lord, I just pray a blessing and healing over our audience, God. And we ask you, dear God, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we ask you, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to do the same. God bless.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.